it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Hey, I was explaining earlier about how the titty situation, about privileged titties compared to project titties, the differences between them. Basically, the differences between project titties to privileged titties is that privileged titties is nice and full. They have not been tampered with. Project titties, they gotta be like tiny and ready to go at all times. Like project titties gotta be like aerodynamic, so they can always get out of sticky situations because they always in stupid shit. So they gotta make sure they can move. They can't have titties that's in the way if you get shot at. Nah, only privileged titties can be titties that don't get shot at, right? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference between project and privileged titties. Project titties are a lot smaller. Yeah. Oh, but they're nice. They're nice and gorgeous. Most project chicks run track. Not saying that you're a project chick.
I am a project chick. I just speak well.
That point of allergies, I met this chick that was in that well. I don't know if you stand that point of allergies, but like right close to the bridge. Like her boyfriend died, and her boyfriend stayed right next to the house, like next door, and he died over a hat, cause this nigga was like, man, fuck this nigga that was coming for this hat. I don't give a shit if it's your hat, it's my hat now. And so that nigga that was coming for his hat came for the hat, and the dude that had the hat was like, fuck this, I got this pistol, so I'm gonna shoot this nigga when he get here for this hat. And his aim was horrible, and he dumped back. And the dude that wasn't giving up the hat, that stole the hat originally, died. So, yeah, that's how hard it is out in allergies. That's horrible to laugh about that, but yeah, the chick's on, she's on a rundown. She's actually like in another state hiding from people because they're like, oh no, you got that nigga killed. And it's like, no, it was nothing like that. But, you know, I don't think I'm supposed to give up information like that. Who gives a shit? Probably won't see her again, right? I've been having a great time. There's been certain shit, like on Fridays when I come here, I like to just go ahead and give y'all shit of the week that I've just been thinking about because I ain't done shit at work all day throughout the week. Like basically, I've been asleep. I make $30 an hour, but I've been asleep.
You bitch, you can't let me borrow $100.
I told you, I actually told this nigga, I was like, hey, I like to take this $100, but, and then I put ... because I was going to give him an ultimatum if he was going to take that $100. I was like, nigga, I give you this $100 because I'm that nigga, right? And then he was going to take that $100, but I ain't like, but, motherfucker, you got to do this. But he didn't take that $100. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to just wait for my car to get fixed. Don't worry about it now.
I'm about to fix my sports car.
Yeah, your sports car with that fucking, I totally forgot what the car that you had.
240
SA. Oh yeah, the SA. You remember the SA Spider when we first started comedy? Like so long ago, remember that motherfucker? That motherfucker died as soon as we saw him.
You know why I realized that bitch died?
Because
I gave Kenny a
toy. Oh, yeah, you gave Kenny. Did I tell you the story of how Kenny just came to the second line show and ain't nobody invite this nigga? This nigga just came up out of nowhere. He follows women, and it's very creepy why he does that. It's like, dude, you shouldn't do things like that. Like, you're going to get, like, the police called on you, son. You're going to get maced in the face. And he follows women, and he just so happens to see me as soon as he goes upstairs. And he's so happy to see that because you know what Kenny's looking for? It's like a bad sitcom that has a horrible reoccurring actor in there that can't act. And he's like fucking J.B. Smooth. He's the J.B. Smooth of my life, you guys. He comes in this motherfucker like, hey, you got any peyote? Like, nigga, you don't get the fuck out of that important ass meeting. Are you serious? What are you doing up here? Ain't nobody invite you. Don't nobody know you up here. Don't nobody know you, sir. It's very weird that you up here right now. You're making me feel very weird. I'm feeling extra strange that I know you right now, sir. And everybody feels that I know you. You gotta leave, my nigga. I can't have you here right now. But you ain't got no peyote, no nigga. I ain't got nothing for you. Right now, son. At all. Nigga, I'm trying to write a love letter in my car, son. Right? I'm trying to write the most deepest of love letters in my car, right? And he comes in there and he's like, hey, nigga, you got any peyote? I'm like, you are a horrible commercial, son. I hate you. Please get out of my vehicle, son. If you don't get out, I'm going to smack the fuck out of you, son. I'm like, I don't even get this violence, but I really wanted to choke him at this point in time. I'm like, why do you have to be this ignorant nigga? Why do you have to be this type of guy? Like, I don't understand why. So nobody during that night liked him, son, at all. Like, he was the guy that had his sweater tucked in. And I made it known that he was the guy that had his sweater tucked in the whole night. I was like, nigga, your pants don't even fit. You gonna have your sweater tucked in the whole night? You ain't even blouse the bitch. He didn't even blouse the motherfucker at all. He kept that bitch tucked all the way in. Like, he went through the zipper and pulled it down some. He pulled it down all the way through. I'm like, no, I don't know you. I told every female that was around him, I was like, look at this nigga with his sweater tucked in. He got a fucking button up under that. And his pants don't fit. And they slim. They're straight fit and they still baggy. And they don't reach his ankles. And he plays soccer in his low top Converse. This nigga is disgusting. Get away from me.
Never gave him a
tub. Oh my God, I never gave him any weed. He asked me for weed the entire night. I was like, dude, if you don't get away from me, son, you gotta get away from me. You really need to get away from me. I'm completely disrespect you. Yeah, I can't stand this nigga. Like, he locked eyes with Mark Caesar in the room. Mark Caesar's like, oh, nigga, don't say my name, sir. I was like, bitch, you better vouch for him too, nigga. You better not, bitch, I ain't the only one that know him. Fuck that. I'm like, hey, mom know him too. Mom know this nigga too. Fuck that, nigga. I ain't the only one that know this dumb ass motherfucker. I ain't going down by myself. I will not go down with this shit. Fuck you. No. I hate this nigga too. The hell with that. Mom know him too. No, not by myself. No. Can't stand this dude. This disgusting dude, son. I don't understand. I don't know why, son. He ain't never came up. He started from the bottom and he's still robbing right now. He's still down there. I'ma still just keep fucking. I'ma scoop. I got knee pads now, but I'ma keep scooting. I can't fuck with a scooter. But we all motorbikes over here. Ain't that right, team, right? Woo! We moving! We getting up there! Makes us feel powerful. We doing things. I like it. Damn, that was my whole shit. Alright. I said titties and then cops. Who I was talking to cops about tonight? I was talking to cops to anybody. I was thinking that cops that should be followed by other cops. Like, so they won't shoot niggas in the face no more. Just because, I mean, like, cops mean, like, you know, the motherfuckers with the cameras, the cops crew. The ones that, when you know, bad boys, that cops crew should follow cops, more cops more often, so these cops would be heroic instead of like, oh, I'm scared, bang, 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 shoot people in the face, right? Don't you think that'd be a better show if you just see these cops just tackle the shit out of somebody, Goldberg style, and it's like, yeah! That's what I want my law enforcement to do. I want to see him kick somebody in the face with a mace style. Fucking right. Put the guns down and fight like a man. And then boom, they just go at it. That's what I'm talking about. That's a fucking cop right there. That's the hero. He's saving lives. Not these things that's like, bah! Oh, shit, I'm in trouble. Fuck. It's been a great night, you guys. It's been good. We gotta go have angry sex after this. So that's always exciting. I don't think I have anything.
Alright, I just ran into this just now. You know what's scary? A black child running across the street while you're going
55 and a 35. 50. You know what's scary? A black child running across the street while you're going 50 and a 35. There you go. I don't know what happened tonight, but some ignorant children decided to run across the street while I'm listening to my Trey the Truth, and I'm smoking like half a blunt at this time. I got a Mustang, so I'm in third gear, right? In a residential, okay? And speed limit's 35. Don't give a fuck, right? Just, I'm going, I'm pushing it. And these motherfuckers decide they gonna test their track skills across the street against my Mustang. I took the pony back, bitch. Second nigga was like, oh, no, I'm not dying tonight, because I always took the first one, because I did not see him. No reflectors. He ain't had no New Balance to the fifth at all. I ain't see no fucking light reflection at all. You a nigga in the street. I can't see you because you are a shadow. Do you understand that? If you're the white boy, you should have sent him first so he can send out a warning beacon for the niggas to come across the street at the inappropriate time. But they did not. They just decided to run across and think they can make it. Ooh, if I didn't tap the brakes, I probably would still be over there answering questions. Like, no, officer, I'm not that high. Ah, shit. Put an adjective in front of that. Shouldn't have. No, officer, I'm not high. No, officer, I'm not. I didn't practice that. No, officer, I'm not high. No, officer, I'm not that high. Damn, that fucks you up right there. That one little word.
You know what's really scary though? Like driving down a residential, doing 50 and 35, and a little black naked kid
walk in the street.
Imagine, ain't no dodging that. Cause you don't know if you're hitting him or his shadow. It's just like, oh. Death is among us.
Incomparable. Jesus. Okay. All right. God, you did everything today, huh? How that wrist feel, bitch? How about that? Yeah. All right. Probably should have slowed down. It probably wouldn't have came at all. There you go. All right. Boom.
Hi, Eric.
What's up? Shit, yeah, I got it. What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
All
right. Oh, shit, yeah. I identify as a small, naked-faced hobbit. So, there we go. Since we claim it, I need a bathroom for myself, please. Just nothing but hairy feet. Hobbits, I don't want to see anybody else in there. This is my own bathroom. It's what I identify as. Great. I guess I gotta mention, I got in a street fight with Ryu, and I couldn't actually hit him with a Kamehameha, and he dodged the fuck out of it, and he hit me with a fucking flaming uppercut, and that's where my facial hair went. So that's why I have no facial hair, and also got a Sagat scar on my chest. Yeah, Street Fighter knows, okay, it doesn't matter. But still, I'm naked faced up here, it is cold. I've never felt this wind before. I never felt wind on my face at all. Like, actually when I breathe through my nose too hard sometimes, it tickles my top lip, and I'm like, I've never felt that. It's like the fucking, the wind's whistling through the meadows or something like that. It used to be, but now it's just like, just cold air coming out my nose, and I can't stand it. Recently also, since bullshit's been happening, I went to jail. That was also bullshit in St. Tammany. St. Tammany, Paris, they call it St. Slammy. Didn't know that until I got in there. And everybody was like, hey, man, why'd you go there? It was because I had a suspended license and a pipe in the car. But don't worry about that. I'm still a good boy. But dumb shit happens, though. You know, I got in there, and it was terrible. It was terrible. They had four cells, and each cell was at least about 24 to 36 feet. That's it. They had about 20 people in each of them. And motherfuckers, you couldn't sleep nowhere. They had this crazy man that was in there. He never sat down. He stared at the window and talked to it the whole time. I stayed in there for 6 hours, and he ain't sat down that one bit. I was very worried about that guy. Also, there was some guy with some socks. Apparently, he crossed the line, and he was about to get beat up. I was like, I just got in here. I'm about to watch some old man whoop somebody else's ass. I had to go ahead and point out the person that needed to help me. And it was a guy, he was naked chested, I seen him, but he looked like he do calisthenics. And I was like, well, that's going to be the friend that I'm going to make right there. Like, we're going to go ahead and do push-ups and pull-ups together, all right? And then you can take my lap as a seat or a cushion. I have a Snickers, I snuck it in. Don't worry about how I got here, I just got it for you. We're going to be good friends, you know? And then, it was some crazy shit in there, you know, because as I was in there, I had to fill out paperwork and shit. They sat me on a bench. I didn't have to go to sales, so my asshole is intact. Okay, but as I was fucking, you know, filling out paperwork and shit, they had this on the back page, on the end of everything, you had to fill this out, and it's called a PREA. And what a PREA is a Prison Rape Elimination Act of 2003. And I'm like, wow, what the fuck? Why is this prominent? Why do I have to sign for this? And it was like, just in case you get coerced into giving up your ass, just in case you start horseplaying and nigga take your ass, or just in case motherfucker just wanna take your ass, you can't do shit about it. This is the Prison Rape Act Elimination Act of 2003. And I'm like, goddamn, rape in prison has gotten to the point to where motherfuckers had to make an act about it? Like, what happened back then? Like, it was just mild rape back then? Was it just, we ain't worried about that rape, that's fine, they gotta get their fix somehow. Now it's getting out of hand that we gotta make an act about it? Do y'all understand that the fucking Shawshank was made in 94? His whole reason to get out of fucking prison was rape. Are you serious? Why are we just coming up with an act in 2003 for this? I'm worried now. I don't want to sign this. I don't want to sign this. I don't want to coerce to get my ass taken. That's not... Nah. It was weird in there, though. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful. No horseplay. No horseplay, you won't get your ass taken.
Apparently.
You know, I don't think that matters at all. Think a motherfucker wants your ass, he's just gonna take it. I'm pretty sure that dude, he wanted his socks. And if he wouldn't have gave it to him, he was just gonna take it. Like, who gonna do what? You're locked in a cage. You can't do shit. You just get watched from the outside, wait till the ends, and then the police gonna come in and spray everybody. And it's like, bitch, you still got your socks taken though. Socks gone. You ain't got no socks. I mean, when I leave fucking jail, I'm like, fuck that. You can have anything I got. I don't need none of this shit at all. Motherfucker, hey, let me have your socks. I got little feet. I don't think they're gonna fit you. I'm gonna use them as mittens, nigga. Yeah, you can have them. You can have them, son. I don't need them. You know, give up the blanket and the fucking cushion. Nah, you can't. You can't do that. You can't. They're gonna make you take that back. Look, get that blanket. I'm sorry. I can't give you the blanket. My bad. I didn't know you couldn't give up the blanket. Feel like a bandito when I'm in those blankets, though. They're fucking so big. They're so big for me. Everybody else gets pissed off. I need two. All I need is one. I'm good. I'm fucking warm sitting up here with it. And then the food that they decided to serve you, all right, I ain't never knew they had hot dogs in jail ever, but apparently they gave me a Nathan's Frank bun. You know the bun? The Nathan's Frank bun? Just long as shit, right? You need like a long piece of meat to go in there, right? Not from Bubba. He's not gonna give me that meat. I was outside, but still, it's just a stale piece of bun. And then what they had on the bun was three pieces of salami and some cheese. But just on one side of the bun, though. Like, the other side was just nothing but bread and hardness. I'm like, I don't like, you know that fucking white ash that looked like your mama heel? That's what they had on this other side of the bun. I'm like, I don't want this bun so goddamn hard. Ain't nothing but hard. It look like you need a pet egg. The other end of the bun just pet egg it because it's so rough like a heel. Some shit like that. I don't know. I've been rambling, though. I've been up here for a minute. I don't need to be up here any longer. I guess I'll get out. Ow. You know what? Who's first? Because I picked up the first person. Oh, God. Hey, God. Oh, my God. All right, you guys. Guys been here. That's my fries? Alright, I got fries coming. You can put them right there, Damian. Thank you, Damian. Damian's awesome. Give it up for Damian. Tip your waiters, tip your bartenders, and also buy a funny punch. $6. It makes us funnier. Apparently. Guys been all over. Guys got that. Guys doing things that I wish I could do. I wish I had a beard right now so it wouldn't tickle my chin as I rub it up against the mic. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Just understand that guy's an awesome guy. Fucking guy. And you, is that fucking, that moth finally stopped fucking with you. That moth finally, guy, the whole time he was sitting here, he was being attacked by a moth. Ain't nobody seen it but guy. Guy was the only one, that motherfucker was attacking the shit out of you. Alright, well, let's give it up for this moth that left the fuck out of guy. And also,
this guy, one of my favorite dudes, is one of the co-hosts, a member of the Young Funny Group, who hosts a comedy open mic every Tuesday night over at Bar Redux. Please welcome Mr. Kyle Smith.
Woo!
This shirt right here, I picked it out, it's new. I feel like an adult, cause you know, I got to go pick up my own clothes. So it was great, but like I was very, very like, it's weird for me because like I ain't never really went shopping by myself. So you know, as I got the dress on like you're supposed to, you know, I went to go check out my clothes and I put it on and I was like, okay. What now? You know, I need like a mother's opinion. I couldn't do it by myself. I was like, I don't know if it fits right. I don't know if I need to fucking take it up in the sides or something. I came out, I was confused. I was very scared. I was like, I don't know what to do. Do I buy it? Do I put it back? I just said, fuck it. I bought them all. I just said, hell with it. I got money. I got a job. But it's a new year now. So, you know, I gotta come fresh. You gotta step it up now. Like, I know I can't go outside wearing denim on denim no more. That's not my thing. I shouldn't wear that. Like, I know I can't wear Platinum FUBU, Fat Farm, no, anything Cosby-esque, no. Like, you can't wear Fat Albert anymore. I'm pretty sure that's a sin if you still wear clothes by Cosby. So, you know, you understand how it's going. Like, people need to step it up, because people are getting ill nowadays. Like, ew. Like, ew, that's vomit. Ew, like just fucking, it was distasteful. It's never good to get ill, you know? You never want to get ill. But you gotta be careful about that. I understand. I've been ill before. Not because I'm an ugly guy. Nah, fuck that. I'm a handsome man. And my mama said so. Like, I know this. So, but it was the situation that happened. Like, I'm an electrician. So, you know, I fucking work out and fucking do construction and shit. And yeah, I was outside and it was lunchtime. And I was walking with my helper. And basically, a helper is like a slave that I can own. I'll pay him, but I don't have to pay him that much. So he do what I tell him, right? And so we walking down the street. And he sees somebody cross the street. Cute little Asian chick. He like, hey, man, go holler at that. I was like, no, I don't want to holler at that. He's like, why? I was like, nah, man. You know, she cute Asian chick, but, you know, she got like a little boy button. I don't like that. I like a big old booty. So I was like, nah, I'm just going to let that pass by. But then, like, I seen her shoes. And I was like, oh man, she got some real nice shoes on. You know, so I wanted to ask her where she got her shoes from. You know, I was gonna be polite, you know, I wasn't gonna run up to her like a nigga, and I'm like, hey man, where you got your shoes from? I wasn't gonna do nothing like that. I wasn't gonna do anything. I was gonna be cordial. I was gonna be like, excuse me, what did you acquire your sneakers? And some shit like that, you know, I was gonna do something like that. But as I went up to her, I was like, hey, excuse me, where did you get your shoes? This is what she did. She was like, ew! Bang, bang! Fuck out of me, right? It just took the fuck off. I'm like, whoa, hold on, bitch. Hold on, like, all right, check it out. Let me slow things down for you guys. And we'll put it in slow motion. This is exactly what she did, but in slow motion, man. I was like, excuse me. And she was like, ew. Bang, bang, juke move, right? And it took the fuck off. I'm like, whoa, hold on, bitch. I got a job. Don't disrespect me out here in front of all these people like this. You serious? My fucking help was like, hey, what happened? I'm like, shut up until you get the bags. It's time to go. I can't have this. I can't have it. Oh, I wanted to yell at her so bad, but she was gone. I was like, fuck. Shit, she must have made those shoes. She was so mad. So mad. I'm like, god damn. But, you know, I'm older now. I understand, you know, you can't do certain things out in the street. Shit happens. Like, I'm 31. I'm 31. It feels good to be a 31-year-old, you know? But thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
It feels good, you know, because like, just like fucking shopping for my own clothes, like I get to go to the grocery store and I get to buy whatever I want unsupervised, because it's just like going to the children's museum, but with real food. You know, I'm still a kid at heart, so you know, I love it. I fucking love being there. And when I get there, I buy everything. I buy all the cereal, I buy all the snacks, the newest Pop-Tarts. I get the ones with the marshmallows in the middle and the ones where you can draw on the outside with the marker and shit. And then I go ahead and get all the liquor, I get all the beer, I get two big ass barrels of Cheeky Poofs, and then I get some bratwurst because I'm an adult. And then I fucking take my basket and I go to check out my Superman that motherfucker in the aisle. And then after that, I find a candy that I want and I eat that motherfucker immediately and I toss to the wrapper. It'd be like, here, I ate that. Put it on the bill. I got this. I'm an adult. Oh, wait, how much is that? Oh, no. Put that back. I don't need that. That's gonna put me on a budget. Nah, I'm gonna rock a noodle budget in this motherfucker. I can't have that. I would use coupons, but I don't like paper cuts. So I'm like, ah, fuck it. Fuck it. We just gonna put some shit back. You know what I'm saying? But I like that I'm older now. I like that I'm getting older. I'm a single man, and you know, I want with the new year, I want my weed like I want my women, or I want my women like I want my weed. But you understand, I'm getting high, so I like weed that much. But I'm just saying, I want them strong in a pack of punch. That's exactly how I want my weed and my women. Just, you know, cause I want a new and next level old lady. One of those old ladies, kind of like fucking. Like Wonder Woman, you know, a strong old lady. That's what I need. I need an old lady that when I come home, I can attack her. Like, not like a domestic attack, kind of like a Pepe Le Pew. You know, I just want to kind of pounce on that. Like, I want to be a Tom Tom and she can be my fucking grandpa and we can play Three Ninjas Kickback or Three Ninjas Knuckle Up or any of those Three Ninjas franchises. It's okay. If you grew up in my era, you will understand what that's getting in this goal. But still, you know, I just want to fucking, like, hide in a closet or a pantry or some shit like that. And like when she come home from like a long day's work, and you know, she come home like to make like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So she go in the pantry to get the peanut butter and I pop her ass on the top shelf. Oh my God, but see, she the next level old lady because she already know what to do. Plus she studied Krav Maga. So like as soon as I pounce on her, she can fucking block, nuts, grab it, flip, and I'm like, yeah, oh she get it. Bang elbow to the face, I'm like, ah! And then we have sex fight. Oh my God, sex fight is amazing. You know, it's just because there's so much built up tension inside and you can explode inside to it. It's just so long. And she's so strong. I just love her. You gotta have, like, honestly, like, if she could put me in a legitimate arm bar, where I can't write tomorrow, we're going to the Justice of the Peace the next day. I have to marry her soon. She's so strong. Oh my God. Like, she could be my Holly Holmes and I could be Ronda Rousey and she could just kick me to sleep. You understand? You understand where that goes. Lord. Woo, so goddamn strong. I love it. But I guess I can get older with you guys. You guys are here with me. You understand? Yeah, when I got older and I noticed that when you get older, you go through transitions in life. Like, I wasn't ready for these transitions, but I understand that they happen. Like, I've recently put on my daddy weight. Like I ain't even got no kids, but I understand this is supposed to happen. That just happens. So I didn't have a lot of kids, you just boom, daddy weight. You know, I've also acquired all the smell. I don't know where that came from, but it's here now. It's like a lavender scent. I'm not sure why it's lavender, but people like it, I guess. And, you know, I've also acquired my daddy dick. Yep. I've acquired my daddy because the dick that I had before was a nice, young, spry, energetic dick. That dick was cool, you know, that dick was always up first thing in the morning. I used to high five that dick. This dick here, though, this dick's got this daddy weight. Like, I like this dick. This dick's a lot wiser. It's a lot knowledgeable. You know, it's like it's got a lot more veins to it. I like the masculinity in it. I love that. You know, it's a lot heavier. It's like I got a koala and a balls down there. Dick just heavy. You know, I don't understand what people grandpa felt like now. It's like, damn, grandma, what that is a grandpa pants? That's 12 inches of love every second of it, baby. It's like, ugh, damn, grandma, that's gross. But still, you understand where it's going.
But you guys, I guess before I get out of here, let's do this. I need to inform everybody, do y'all understand where marshmallows get their squishiness from?
No. Okay, good. Let me explain this. Okay, this is how marshmallows get their squishiness, right? All right? Now, basically, what you need is you need 1,000 mixed babies, okay? 1,000 mixed babies just to sit there in a line and just take them individually real quick and place them in a bag, right? There's got to be 1,000 mixed babies, though. Mixed babies that come from, like, a black daddy and a white mom, or a white daddy and a mama, black mom. You understand? A mixed baby. You know, because you can't have an all black baby, because that's too hard. And then they're not going to get into the squishy consistency that these marshmallows need to be squeezed at, right? And then you can't have a white baby, because white babies, they don't have the motor skills in their wrist just yet to actually get that squishiness consistency out of that marshmallow, right? And then you see how this happens, Asian baby, too fast. You can't have that, right? You need a mixed baby, and just 1,000 of them, because you need the rest of the 1,000 of mixed babies to go ahead and make Cheerios commercials so we can stop racism. Yes. It works that way. You see them. It's happening. It's like, oh my God, who's that baby for? Oh, it's a nice white lady. Oh, it's Anthony Hamilton that said that. But still, you understand. Just 1,000 mixed babies. Real quick, to place in the bag. And that's how marshmallows get their squishiness. So, you guys, Kyle Smith, y'all have a good night.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Not only do you get great wings, but you get great comedy. And lucky for you, he's here, right? And now, sound like a gazillion people for Kyle Smith, everybody! Woo!
Yeah! All right. What's up? We got more polite people in the room instead of, dude that's still looking for the bus fare still here. Hi. How you doing, man? That, you know what? I thought that was the most uncomfortable way to sit as a man. Right there, I always told my daddy that. I was like, why you sit like that? In little tight-ass pants. Stop that. It looks uncomfortable. But I was like, hey, let me try it. And I fucking popped the squat. And I was like, ho-ho! It's pleasing. It is. It's not bad. It's not bad. Power to you, man. But it's been a great day. Anybody else think that Caitlyn Jenner looks like Chitara from Thundercats? A little bit? That's what I thought too. Fucking hell, man. Yeah, it's fucking. It's a great day though. Me, myself, a little bit about me. I'm a gamer. I play video games. I nerd out from time to time. I got a PlayStation 4 at the house right now. The white one. I don't discriminate against a goddamn thing. I love. Goddamn video game, 500 gigs. You remember when a gig was $100? Now you get 500 for 20. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy, but I love it, you know? But I just realized that I'm terrible at video games when I'm getting my dicks up. Like, so it's hard, because, you know, I'm sitting on a sofa, one eye half open, one eye half closed. I'm thinking Forrest Whitaker faces, you know? It's, and my fucking motor skills and my thumbs don't work no more. My concentration is shot to shit. And I'm just like, oh no. Sitting on the sofa drooling like I caught a stroke. I don't know. I can't play Call of Duty in that state. You can't try to fight monsters when your fingers don't work, you know? And then my dogs look at my inner thigh. I'm getting confused at this point in time. I'm like, it's real rough, but I kinda like it. I don't know what we're doing here, you know, it's crazy. It's weird, but you know, it's because I have my own joystick and she has her own joystick, so we both nerd out. It's just that hers is attached to my torso, so you operate with your mouth. Yeah, we'll work on it. Don't worry about that. but you know, it's a good thing. Then that gets me to thinking, if I can't get my dick up playing video games. How is it possible for somebody to go receive a blumpkin?
Does anybody know what a blumpkin is? A blumpkin is where you take a shit and somebody sucks your dick. I don't understand how that's, I don't know how that's, it's not feasible at all to go ahead. Like, I can't have something extracting from my asshole and then someone try to appropriately suck my dick at that. It won't work. It ain't nothing but mushy marshmallow down there. It's like, you don't smell that? I know you smell it. You're the closest one to it. No, you can't do this.
I thought it'd be cool, but no. I don't even want to high five you now. I can't believe you attempted. You attempted. I didn't even ask for it. But, you know, it's weird. It's weird sometimes. But it's nice because it's hot. It's hot outside in this New Orleans. I don't know why any of bumpkin is nice, but this is how I'm transitioning to my next joke. So, but it's sundress season. And so whenever it gets hot, dragonflies come out, and then women put on sundresses. And I love it. I love sundress season. Sundress season is amazing because it just looks like women are harboring two hungry hippos under there. Just, it looked like a big old billy goat booty just eating up all the sundress material. I look at it, and like, I don't know how that popped, but you know, we just wait as men. We wait for women to sit down and then get right back up and have to go through that conundrum of having to get that sundress material out of their ass but still look beautiful as they do it. It's amazing. It's magic to me. They don't need their ass. They just fucking butterfly clap their booty. It's just out of there. I was like, oh my God, that was beautiful. And I was fucking amazing at the same time. Like, I thank you for letting me enjoy that moment right there. That was amazing. You use hands. You can fucking patent that move. Like, not many people know how to do that. Like, you see regular men, you know, if a man gets his draws up his ass, there's that one move that he's got, and it's that, oh, walk right glove, stretch real quick.
Yeah, nobody saw that. Nobody saw that.
Changed your cape for what reason? What are you doing? Yeah, you're trying to get your drawers out your booty. You should have wiped better. That's the only reason. It's disgusting. You know, I see it all the time. But it's crazy. I like that. But also, there's this new movement that it's prevalent in the younger generation now. But it's like a new movement of loose titty meat. Just nothing but loose titties and shirts. Like, just fuck a bra today. We don't even buy these no more. We just gonna have our titties and then a shirt and then it's like, boom. And it's like, oh my God, I'm titty height. That's amazing to me. I'm like, y'all just gonna leave my free nipple. Shit, yeah, I enjoy all of it. I mean, I don't mean to look, but it's therapeutic. What am I supposed to do? I ain't gonna close my eyes everywhere I turn, you know? And then on top of that, motherfuckers are getting, you know, their nipples pierced. So it just looks like two Star Wars TIE fighters just sitting right there ready to pew 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 pew. It's like, oh my God, I could be a nerd and, you know, woo, you know, you get off of it. That's amazing. I love it. Oh, it's good times out there, you know. But you gotta. I watch a lot of shit. I'm trying to get caught in a rabbit hole, like social media fucking take your life apart. Like, I used to come home from a long day's work and like put my phone on the charger because it dies as soon as I take it off. I don't know, that's the only thing, it's like a child. It's like I gotta keep maintaining it all day or it's gonna die on me. I'm like, I don't know why. These fucking phones nowadays. But you know, I put it down and I'm like, alright, let me check my shit. I don't want to check it, but I guess I'll check it. And then you check it, and then you get caught in a rabbit hole, and you keep looking at shit for like 2 to 3 hours. I don't want to stay in there for two. That's a whole movie. And I ain't even, I wasn't even on nothing stationary for a minute. And I watched fucking 2 to 3 hours of bullshit. Let me tell you a story about some shit that I seen, okay? Like, there was this man, right? And he was sitting in his car. It was a nice car. And then, you know, something caught his eye. So he had to stop. And as he did, it was the power of phones, he recorded it. And I was like, well, this is great. And as I see what he's looking at, he's like, man, look at this shit here. And what it
It's a like a maybe 45 to maybe 48 year old woman, right? Sitting at a bus stop, broad daylight, in a pink leotard. Just unhealthy looking, and it's like, what is she doing there? You know, questions running through my head. It's like, ooh, it look hot outside. Is she going swimming? Like, I want to know, if she's about to go swimming, like, with her bags and her towel for when she gets to her swimming destination, how is she supposed to dry off? Like, is she waiting for the bus? She's at the bus stop, or is the Uber coming to pick her up, or maybe a Lyft? Who knows? But if that's the case, where her wallet and pocketbook? How she gonna pay for such trip, right? And I'm like, man, he need to go ahead and ask some questions. So he's like, fuck that. He drive around. He's like, I need to know if this bitch gonna swim it. And I'm like, yes! That's who we all wanna know, right? She's just sitting there. And he's like, hey, excuse me. You know, because he's from the South. His fucking X's and C's, they kind of match together. So it's like, oh, you don't read much. But okay, he's like, hey, excuse me. And he was like, you going swimming? You know, I was like, yeah, that's the right question to ask. Let's go ahead. What's she gonna say? And she just turned around and just like slow as Jabba the Hutt can turn around and with the most just raspy, like she took 12 meth hits and didn't blow the smoke out yet. That's what her voice sounded like. She was like, no, baby, I'm out here selling this pussy. What? He was like, oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't know you was working. No. She was like, you wanna buy something? He was like, no, I'm good. No. I was like, Jesus Christ, maybe she should be going swimming. You know? If you go swimming, maybe you can work on some calisthenics or something as you're in the pool and you wouldn't need to sell the pussy. Broad day in a pink leotard at the bus stop. What are your things? I was like, wow, man, people are weird out in this world nowadays. Just selling pussy. And she had to be just at least 48. And who are you selling this pussy to? I know somebody that licked feet that probably bought it, so. It's sad, she probably got her money's worth. It's something else out there. But, you know, as you see me, you guys, I'm tiny and I am disgusted. And I was like, oh, she sell pussy, yeah, you know, I'll probably be in my older age. I might have been that guy that bought that. But, you know, I'm not that old at this point in time. But I understand because I'm disgusted. Like, I'm one of those people, I love pussy. Like, I do. I like pussy like kale, like orange soda. Is it true? I do. Like, it just... Like, honestly, if pussy just grew legs and it feels just pussy and legs without the human counterpart, I would so have to fucking catch that like the rarest in Pokemon. I hate using that mind, but you know, you just catch it and then fucking bottle it up and like, I got it forever. Ash, catch him. Good shit. Some shit like that, man. I got that pussy. Like, if I was watching two babies, right, playing the sandlot and then pussy walked by, you know, I abandon these kids and I go ahead and I'll chase down that pussy. I love pussy. You know, I don't even know these kids. I ain't got no kids of my own. Who the fuck these kids? Well, I don't know. Go. I'm just being gone. It's pussy. It's fun. It's nice. I really think that, because I eat lots of, like, numerous amounts of pussy. It's good for the skin. Like, it exfoliates, you know? Like, it gets rid of the acne, it clears up the face. You know, after I've had some good pussy, like, my skin is vibrant. Like, I'll be glowing like I'm in my second trimester of pregnancy. I just, oh, man. Motherfuckers think that it's like cocoa butter and Hiroshima. No! It's not! It's straight pussy. Just all right here. I love it. You know, that's exactly what Bruce Leroy had on his face in The Last Dragon. Nothing but pussy. He got the glow. You know, if you don't think that pussy gives you superpowers, well, at least at the end of the day, it'll strengthen your jaw and give you capabilities of catching bullets in your teeth. So, power to the pussy. It's also because if you see The Last Dragon, you understand that Bruce Leroy catches bullets in his teeth. Kind of like Ace Ventura caught bullets in his teeth. But I'm pretty sure he was eating ass. He wasn't eating pussy. Ace Ventura is different. That's a different man right there. But still, it's fun. I love it. You know?
Like if you had a friend, right, and this is a real good friend, like y'all grew up and shit, you know, like this is your boy, you know, y'all used to have sex with the same chicks and shit, man, yeah, oh yeah, you hit that, I hit that too, psh, high five at the same time, all that, you know, real cool, like when you get older and shit, you know, he like, hey man, he do porn, and he give you a porn, it's like, hey man, check it out, you know, hey, check out my porn, it's like, you know, would you masturbate to it? I mean, it's your friend, you know, that y'all been boys for a long time, man. Y'all know the same women, y'all do the same thing. His dick size, your dick size, what's happening? If he gave you a porn, you know, would you masturbate? Like, if he do gay porn, would you masturbate to it? I'm just asking. You know, it's crazy. What am I supposed to do with this?
Man, check it out.
You want to see if I like it or not?
Yeah.
If I masturbate to it, it's good. Great A, man. Good job, but, you know.
It get weird. Some strange shit that I thought of, which is very disgusting if you get it, but check it out. I left in my girl house one day, and everybody was like, man, Kyle, your nose is bleeding, something your nose is bleeding. I was like, what you mean my nose is bleeding? Everybody thought I'd be a coke or some shit like that. Like, I got a deviated septum or something. It's like, your nose is bleeding. I'm like, man, I ain't never had a nose bleed ever in my life. And, you know, I just realized that I just didn't like one good after I had some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like one good enough. That is a better way to tell that joke. Thank you. I like
y'all face. I'm like, oh no, yeah.
It was bloody pussy. I didn't like one good enough. It was bloody all over.
Yes.
We're working out, Jessica. We're working out. I love it.
We're got my red wings. You know what I mean? Uh-huh.
God, this is disgusting to think about.
All right.
Man, I hate when people come up to me and be like, hey Kyle, you're a comedian, you look a funny man. Yeah, just tell me a joke. I can't hate that. I'm be like, man, fuck you, suck my dick.
Awesome.
And then after I come, I'll be like, alright, this is my man. Hey guys, I'm Kyle Smith, y'all be like,